Okay, this is the People of Pauling, and what is your name?
Catherine Plichta.
And Catherine, how long have you lived in Pauling?
So we moved up to Pauling on Christmas Eve of 2020 during a crazy snowstorm. So since then.
And what brought you here?
You know, funny enough, we had been living in Queens during the height of early COVID, and we really just were tired of being in a very tiny, cramped apartment. We wanted some more space. I grew up in Kingston, just over the river, and so I was kind of looking for a different pace of life in terms of just somewhere where I could come home, unwind, have a garden, have a pool, just like have a what I think of as like a normal life for me from what I grew up with. And New York City just wasn't it anymore. And so our realtor called up my husband and was like, oh my gosh, this house came on the market. You need to get in the car, drive straight here now. He did. He fell so in love with our house. He took one step and was like, this is your dream kitchen. I put $10,000 down on the house. I hadn't even seen it. But I just trusted my husband. He said that was it. Jumped in the car and couple weeks later, I finally got to see it. And I was like, okay, good. I spent my money well. But yeah, we live up in the Pauling Lake Estates, and it's just absolutely beautiful up there.
That's great. What do you think makes Pauling unique?
I think that Pauling has an exceptional sense of community. I think it has a clear identity that people really just want to live in a place where they can live their best lives. I think for a place this tiny, right? Pauling's a fairly small town. The amount of events and community-based things that you can be part of, whether it be at the Pauling Library or in some of our neighboring towns or the free concerts or going over to Lakeside Park. I mean, we have an amazing, amazing community here. Just even like some of the strolls down Main Street that happen seasonally, just a chance to really be able to support small local businesses and really have that be a focal of the identity of the town, I think is really special. And I don't think you find that everywhere. I think especially in a time where you can so quickly order things from some major online retailers I shall not name, you know, to be able to have a place where you're like, oh, I'm going to go to the local olive oil store and buy my own, you know, specialty olive oil, one of like, I don't know, 300 different types I could buy, or going to, and it's closed now, but going to see Marie in the yarn shop, you know, and learn knitting techniques or crochet techniques or find that one skein of wool that you're just really looking for, I think is really special. And that doesn't exist everywhere anymore. I think that kind of vibe of small town America sort of phased out. And I think Pauling has really made an intentional choice to honor and keep that. And I really appreciate that.
I agree. What do you think is Pauling's biggest challenge?
It's a great question. Okay, well, I'll go straight for it. Pauling's biggest challenge is updating the infrastructure, specifically the water infrastructure for the town. Mm-hmm. There have been numerous times when I know that some of the pipes have broken, and this is not any kind of critique or shaming of anybody in local government. I think that we have a great local government in Pauling. But, you know, the reality is a lot of the times in any kind of small town, things are put in 50, 60, 70 years ago because of budgets. They don't get updated in time, and then things start to break down and you end up with some catastrophic challenges. And I think specifically, I'm grateful that we don't live off of the town water supply. We have our own well. But I just always am seeing on the Pauling Facebook group that something else has happened with the water and they're under a water boiling notice and things like that. So I think that just biting the bullet and doing that really major infrastructure to get that shored up would be an investment in Pauling's future that I hope gets made within the next 10 years.
Yeah. So this is the hard one. What is your favorite memory in Pauling? And it could be anything. It could be a birthday party, or it could be something big, like a community event.
Okay. Well, I have, so hard to, it's so hard. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Cause I don't know if I could just choose one. I have to say, so my nephew will come down and stay with us sometimes for a week at a time. And we always come to the library. This is our special place. And Lola the owl is so important to us and our family. And, it's really nice. The events that have been held at the library. I love the, kind of book challenges, getting kids to read, that happen. I know my nephew was just like racking up points. He's like, let's read another book. I want to get more points. And kind of that gamifying of reading, but also just the natural joy and love of reading, I think is so important for kids. And just to have him stay with us for a week at a time and still like the first thing he wants to do when he comes to visit Aunt Katie is go to the Pawling Library, I think is really special. I'll say for me, one of my just biggest sources of gratitude I have for living in Pawling and the community here is going to Lakeside Park. And there's so many different things there, but specifically, I developed a form of dysautonomia called POTS. It's pretty well known now, but I had a real struggle once I got sick and couldn't ride my bike anymore. And Lakeside Park was hugely instrumental in my being able to start my recovery process from that and be able to ride my recumbent bike in a safe way in a small enough but paved enough kind of space that I could manage it physically. And just like just the random people we would find along that route cheering me on or being like, oh, I love your bike or things like that, you know, at a time in my life where I was really struggling to come to terms with my new disability. It was so encouraging to be able to have people just, you know, excited about the fact I was riding on this really cool recumbent bike, and it became something that was cool and not something that made me feel awful about the limitations I was now facing. And it became a really important part to me kind of learning how to live my new normal and reclaim a lot of my mobility.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else you want to add?
No, I just love living in Pawling. More free concerts. That's it.
Well, thank you so much.